Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Does a repentant person seek perfection or achieve perfection? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me is my colleague, Eric Johnson, and we are going to continue our discussion of the book, The Miracle of Forgiveness. We are in chapter 15, and in our last broadcast, we were looking at the statement by Spencer Kimball, the author of this book, who talked about perfection being an achievable goal. Now, you have to admit, Eric, that when we look at this subject among the many writings of the leaders of the LDS Church, there is certainly a mixed message that is given on this subject. When we look at Kimball, Kimball makes it very clear by quoting Matthew 5:48, and we discussed this in a previous broadcast, where Jesus says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Kimball tends to take this as being sinless perfection. Mm-hmm. And this is why he says, being perfect means to triumph over sin. Now, if perfection, therefore, is an achievable goal, we have to assume by what Kimball is saying that that means humans, sinful humans, have the ability to triumph over all of their sin. And of course, the implication that is given in Kimball's book is that this triumphing over sin is to stop the sin. You will stop it.
And he says in the previous paragraph, eternal life hangs in the balance awaiting the works of men. So this is not an option if a Mormon wants to have exaltation. This is something that is going to be a requirement.
Right. And that's why it's important, Christian, when you're talking to the Latter-day Saint and he uses the word salvation, that you have them define for you what definition of that word they're using. Because the word salvation can mean merely to be resurrected from the dead, which is general salvation.
And that would be saved by grace.
Right. But Latter-day Saints, a typical Latter-day Saint who is faithful to the cause and wants the best his religion has for him, is not merely trying to be resurrected from the dead, although that's a part of it. They are hoping to achieve that individual salvation, which allows them to become a god in the next life. That is the goal of the faithful Latter-day Saint.
And that's what he says on page 210 at the very top. He says, only as we overcome shall we become perfect and move toward godhood. As I have indicated previously, the time to do this is now in mortality. So the very idea that you can move toward godhood is this process he's talking about of achieving perfection.
Right. And he uses the phrase immortality because, as he stated previously, if you have this idea that you can somehow make up for lost time in the next life, that would compel people to probably want to procrastinate their repentance, which, as we've discussed in Alma chapter 34 in the Book of Mormon, if you procrastinate the day of your repentance, the devil has sealed you his, and that is the final state of the wicked. So Kimball often will emphasize the necessity of getting your act together now. The question, of course, becomes, has any Latter-day Saint gotten their act together according to the confines of his definition of perfection? But as we've mentioned before, there has been a long list of statements made by Mormon leaders on what this perfection is, and is it available, or I should say, is it possible to achieve it in this life, or should we just be merely seeking that perfection? I would say that as Bible-believing Christians, we should, in our sanctification process, be trying to emulate the works of our Lord. Certainly we should do that. He gave us that example, but when Kimball takes it to the extreme and says that the only way you're going to get exaltation is by emulating the Lord and doing it consistently, and that certainly is the impression that he's given, I would have to say that nobody qualifies. No Latter-day Saint that I've ever met. George Q. Cannon gave this message on October 18, 1874. This is found in the Journal of Discourses, Volume 17, page 231. He asks this question. He says, be perfect here? Yes, it is man's privilege, the Latter-day Saints believe, to be as perfect in his sphere as God, our Eternal Father, is in his sphere, or as Jesus in his sphere, or as the angels in their spheres. Said Jesus to his disciples, be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfection, then, is to a certain extent possible on earth for those who will live lives that are agreeable to the mind and will of God. So here, Cannon, George Q. Cannon, a member of the First Presidency, is handing out this offer for Latter-day Saints that they should be able to achieve this. But then you have a modern LDS leader, David Bednar, who's a current apostle in the Mormon Church, who gave a talk called Clean Hands and a Pure Heart, and this was found in the November issue of Ensign Magazine, which is a conference edition. This was a conference message. You can find it on page 82. He says, we will not attain a state of perfection in this life, but we can and should press forward with faith in Christ along with the straight and narrow path and make steady progress towards our eternal destiny. Bednar makes it clear that that's not going to happen. So what is it? Is it achievable or is it not achievable? Again, we have this mixed message. There's a church manual called Preparing for Exaltation in the teacher's manual. Now, this is a 1998 manual, pages 123 and 124. It actually tells the teacher to tell the class. It says, remind class members that while perfection cannot be entirely achieved in this life, we can make great progress toward it. The Lord expects us to do all we can towards giving up our sins and becoming perfect, and he has given us the gospel to help us do this.
Well, yeah. In another church manual, The Life and Teachings of Jesus and His Apostles, it's a 1979 manual, page 57, it says, perfection is an ultimate goal that can be achieved as we draw upon the power of Christ. So which is it?
That's the million-dollar question. What is it? We have some Mormon leaders saying, yes, you can and should. There's others that just say, you should and you won't. So what is a Latter-day Saint supposed to believe on that? And you can understand the anxiety that probably some Latter-day Saints have after reading the miracle of forgiveness, seeing that it is an achievable goal and they should do that. And then probably finding some rest in the fact that David Bednar, a current Mormon apostle, says, well, don't worry about it. You're not going to get it. Well, who's right? I mean, did this change? Did God's standard change? Mormons would say no. In fact, you'd have to go back to the Book of Mormon. The decrees of God are unalterable. The question for the Latter-day Saint is, what is really the decree of God here?
Well, and Kimball, as we just read earlier, would disagree with Bednar because, as we said, as I have indicated previously, the time to do this is now, immortality. And he's talking about becoming perfect and moving toward godhood. So if I'm a Latter-day Saint reading this book and knowing that this was a prophet of the church and I'm reading these other quotes, I guess I just need some clarification. Can you be a little more clear? What is, I guess, the latest advice you have for us on what we're supposed to do?
For those Latter-day Saint leaders who teach how, well, you should strive for it, it sounds like Kimball, in the very next paragraph, is speaking of those kind of people. He says, someone once said, a fellow who is planning to reform is one step behind. He ought to quit planning and get on with the job. Today is the day. Certainly self-mastery is a continuous program. Journey, not a single start. Men do not suddenly become righteous any more than a tiny acorn suddenly becomes an oak. Advancement to perfection can nevertheless be rapid if one resolutely strides toward the goal. So what do we do with that? I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, the idea of advancing as a tiny acorn to an oak, and yet, so he's making it sound there that this is a slow process. But his next line is, well, it could be rapid. And I guess we have to ask once more, Bill, Latter-day Saint, are you doing it? Are you reaching, are you attaining this state of perfection? Are you going to be the acorn, or are you going to be quicker to get to this state?
So when is the cutoff period? The cutoff period, according to page 210, seems to be mortality,
yeah.
The end of mortality. And he's emphasized this more than once. And so I have to assume then that he is probably implying here that by the time you get up into your 80s or 90s, that maybe you've probably overcome all your sins. But yet we know that not to be true. We know that if you go up to an old person in a local Mormon ward and ask him, do you still struggle with sin? Do you still repent? Of course, the answer is going to be yes, if he's honest. So we're never going to get this behind us. I think what the Mormons are missing in this is he talks about perfection and self-mastery is a continuous program. Certainly, sanctification is just that. But if there's a perfection that needs to be reached, and it's got to be done in this mortality, then how is it going to be done if we know by the admission of some Mormon leaders that it can't be done in this mortality? See, this is where I think they miss it. It is Jesus who does the perfecting in the life of the believer, not the individual himself. In the book of Hebrews, it says, "For by one offering, he," speaking of Jesus, "has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." If you're a Christian believer, you've placed your trust in Christ, you've trusted him to forgive you of your sins, and now you're living this life, hopefully in an effort to please him, because we want to please the Lord. We certainly don't want to live a life that brings him shame or grief. But if we are one of those people that are being sanctified, the book of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 10:14, that is by Jesus, he has perfected forever you who are being sanctified. You are already perfected in the eyes of God. As far as your sin is concerned, it is not held against you.
But the key to that, Bill, is you did nothing to be able to get to that state. It was all about Jesus. It's our faith in the perfect Savior, the Messiah, who came, as Matthew 1:21 says, to forgive us of our sins. He came to make us a forgiven people. And in 1 John 5:13, it says we can know we have this eternal life, that we can know, unlike in Mormonism and what Spencer Kimball is saying here, we can know that we are a forgiven people.
He ends this chapter by saying that incomplete repentance never brought complete forgiveness. Now, in the context of what he stated earlier, he is making it very clear to the reader that if you have not abandoned all of your sin, you cannot hope to have that complete forgiveness that is necessary for the exaltation or godhood that a Latter-day Saint is seeking. That is the problem, because most Latter-day Saints, if they do a self-examination of their life, will realize they have not done this.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.